안녕하십니까? 2027학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 영어 영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2027학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Cairnsville High School students. This is Vice Principal Hudson. As you know, last week we asked students to vote for a name for the new student lounge. Well, we've collected all the votes, and we finally have the result. So, I'd like to take this time to announce the name of the student lounge, which is Deep Breath Station. This name received more than 70% of the votes. Once again, I'm happy to announce that the name of the student lounge, based on your votes, is Deep Breath Station. I hope that everyone is pleased with the name as well as the new student lounge. Thank you.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I noticed that Brian can't seem to focus on anything for more than a few minutes. I wonder if there's anything we can try to help him.
Well, what about a cup pyramid activity?
You mean piling up cups like a pyramid? I thought that's just a simple game.
It's more than that. A cup pile-up activity is effective for improving concentration.
Really? How does it help?
This activity is based on practicing a short task repetitively, which increases attention length.
That makes sense.
Also, trying to handle cups precisely to avoid errors naturally leads to high levels of focus.
Now I understand. This can be very helpful for Brian, then.
Exactly. Piling up cups is an effective activity for improving children's concentration.
Great. Let's have him try it.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, FitQuest for You subscribers. I'm John Willer. Do you often feel pain in your legs after a run? Then the following tip may help you. Shortening your steps can reduce the risk of injury when you run. If you take long steps, additional stress is put on the hips, knees, and ankles, increasing the risk of injury. Instead, if you shorten your steps, your body is placed in a natural forward-moving position, which decreases the amount of force coming down on your joints. So, to lower the chance of injury when you run, shortening your steps may be the answer. That's all for this video, and I'll see you in the next one. Jenny, look at this picture. I found it in our family album.
Wow, it's an old photo of Dad.
Yeah, he's sitting on the chair in his room as usual.
He was quite proud that he made that chair himself.
I know. And there are two books on the table.
He loves to buy new books and read them after work.
That's right. Does the round clock on the wall look familiar?
Uh-huh. Now it's in your room, isn't it?
Yes. It's amazing that it still works well after all these years.
It is. Also, do you remember the painting next to the door?
I do. He enjoys finding hidden treasures like that at flea markets.
Oh, look. There's the Czech patterned rug.
We have lots of good memories playing on it.
I love this picture. We should show it to Dad.
Oven. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Liam. Our student council's event is finally tomorrow.
Right. It'll give students a chance to thank their teachers and friends by writing heartfelt letters. Let's check to make sure everything is ready.
Okay. Yesterday, I put up a banner for the event.
Yeah, I saw it at the entrance to the multipurpose room.
Did you prepare a playlist for the background music?
Yes, I did. I'm sure those songs will create a comfortable atmosphere to help students write their letters.
Good. Next, I bought letter paper and envelopes for students to use.
Wonderful. Oh, we don't have a mailbox for the event. Can you make one for students to put their letters in?
Sure, I'll take care of it. What about the gifts for the participants?
I already finished wrapping them.
Great. I hope the event is a hit.
Yukbun, 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Jasmine Gardening Shop. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a pair of gardening scissors.
Do you want premium or standard ones?
Well, what's the price difference?
A premium pair is $30 and a standard pair is $15.
In that case, I'll take one pair of standard scissors.
Okay, is there anything else you need?
Yeah, I also want to buy a watering can. How much is it?
It's $3 for a small-sized can and $6 for a large-sized can.
Then I'll take the small-sized one.
Great. So that's one pair of standard gardening scissors and one small-sized watering can, right?
That's right. Also, can I use this $2 discount coupon?
Let me see. Yes. Would you like to use it now?
Yes. Here's my credit card.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 선플라워 페스티벌에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Amy, did you see the flyer for the Sunflower Festival?
Yes, I saw it. It'd be lovely to visit there sometime soon.
I agree. How about going this Sunday and enjoying this beautiful summer atmosphere?
This Sunday? I wish I could, but I can't.
Why not? Do you have a tennis lesson?
No, it's on Saturday.
Now I remember, you're meeting your friends for brunch.
No, it was canceled. Actually, my sister Katie is working this Sunday.
Oh, she's the one with the young son, right?
Yeah, so I need to take care of my nephew on that day.
I see. Then let me know when you're free.
8번 대화를 듣고 이너 피스풀니스 워크숍에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Paige, are you going to attend the company's inner peacefulness workshop?
Oh, they're putting it on again this year? When is it?
It'll be held on June 17th.
That's next week. Where is it going to take place?
In the main hall on the first floor.
Okay. I wonder what kind of activities will be involved this time.
It'll include writing inspirational phrases and sharing positive thoughts.
That sounds really beneficial.
I agree. We need that kind of workshop.
It's going to be very popular. When do we have to sign up by?
By June 12th. We don't have much time left.
Right. Let's go and sign up now.
9번 2026 내셔널 유스 바이올로지 프로그램에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Olivia Brown from the National Biology Association. Are you curious about the hidden world of cells? Then come to the 2026 National Youth Biology Program, which will be held at Pellington University on July 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This program requires scientific knowledge beyond basic levels, so it's for high school students. There'll be hands-on activities where you'll work in teams to extract DNA and grow bacteria. In addition, there'll be a special lecture given by celebrity biologist Dominic Albright, along with a Q&A session. The registration fee is $20, but lunch is not included. To join, submit your application form on the website of our association. Thank you.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 선글라스 케이스를 고르시오.
David, what are you looking at?
Hey, Lisa. I'm looking for a sunglasses case for my mom. Can you help me choose one?
That's so sweet. Of course I'll help.
Thanks. These are the five options I'm considering.
Okay. First, what's your budget?
I can't afford to spend more than $30.
Then what color do you think your mom would like?
She likes bright colors, so I'm not going to choose the black one.
Got it. Now for material, I would go with leather. I feel like it would protect sunglasses better.
I agree. Then should I buy one with a strap?
Yes, it'll be handy since it's more convenient to carry around.
You're right. I'll buy this one then.
Here's your receipt. Let me just pack the cake in a box for you.
Oh, actually, can I pick it up a bit later? It's for a birthday party, but it doesn't start until 6 p.m.
Sure. We can keep your cake here until we close at 8 p.m.
Honey, can you take Thomas to the dentist this afternoon? I already made an appointment.
Sure. Is his tooth still bothering him?
Yes, he was up all night because of the pain. But I have a meeting this afternoon, so I won't be able to take him.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Daniel Jones from the Bump Into Nature channel. Is this Jessica Hunter?
Yes, this is she.
I'm calling because your work has won first prize in the field of wildlife photography.
Thank you. It's truly an honor.
That's not all. We're holding an exhibition for the award-winning works on August 8th. Could you come and speak about your work?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'll be overseas in August.
Then you have two options. The first option is joining via online conference, and the second is sending a recorded video message by next Monday.
Well, I'd rather join the online conference than send the video message. What time should I join?
It's scheduled from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh no, I'll be taking photos during that time. So I'm afraid I have to go with the second option.
Angela, I'm glad I ran into you. I tried calling you early this morning, but your phone was off.
Sorry, Kevin. My phone died, and I'm just recharging it now.
Oh, then you must not have gotten the text message about the job fair.
No. What was the message about?
The location for the job fair has been changed to the student center because of some electrical issues.
Then what about our original plan to meet before the fair?
I know we agreed to meet at the library and then go to the job fair together, but now it's a bit inconvenient for me.
What's the problem?
Actually, my last class is very close to the student center.
I see. It's better for you to go directly to the student center.
Right. Then how about meeting at the job fair?
다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수잔이 마이크에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susan and Mike are close friends. On his way to school, Mike receives a flyer about an academy offering 1 month and 3 month courses in various musical instruments. Mike shows the flyer to Susan and expresses that he has an interest in learning the guitar. He tells Susan he's considering signing up for a 3 month course and wants to get her opinion. Susan, however, doesn't think it's a good idea since he's never played the guitar before and may get bored with it. So, Susan wants to suggest that he should sign up for a month first to check if it's right for him. In this situation, what would Susan most likely say to Mike?
Good afternoon, students. Dogs are known to be loyal pets, but they're capable of much more. So today, we'll learn about rare jobs that dogs do around the world. First, there are dogs in France that find valuable mushrooms called truffles. Their sharp sense of smell allows them to locate the truffles precisely, which saves people time and effort to harvest them. Second, on an island in southern Australia, there's a type of sheepdog that protects the penguin population. These dogs guard the shores where the penguins live to keep them safe from foxes. Next, winemakers in Chile use dogs in wine storage facilities for quality control. The dogs smell the wine barrels to detect if any are spoiled or contain harmful elements. Finally, Italy has specially trained dogs that act as lifeguards for its most popular beaches. These dogs pull drowning people to safety and even jump out of helicopters to rescue people in the water. Now, let's watch a video showing these dogs in action.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon, students. Dogs are known to be loyal pets, but they're capable of much more. So today, we'll learn about rare jobs that dogs do around the world. First, there are dogs in France that find valuable mushrooms called truffles. Their sharp sense of smell allows them to locate the truffles precisely, which saves people time and effort to harvest them. Second, on an island in southern Australia, there's a type of sheepdog that protects the penguin population. These dogs guard the shores where the penguins live to keep them safe from foxes. Next, winemakers in Chile use dogs in wine storage facilities for quality control. The dogs smell the wine barrels to detect if any are spoiled or contain harmful elements. Finally, Italy has specially trained dogs that act as lifeguards for its most popular beaches. These dogs pull drowning people to safety and even jump out of helicopters to rescue people in the water. Now, let's watch a video showing these dogs in action.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
(18번부터는) 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.